There is concern for the future of substantial US funding for cross-border peace-building projects after a decision of US President Donald Trump to review nearly all foreign assistance programs. As you've been hearing there, the International Fund for Ireland received $4 million from the United States last year to support cross-community projects in Northern Ireland and in the border counties. On Friday, the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio halted spending on most existing foreign aid grants for 90 days. To tell us more about the impact on Ireland, we're joined by our reporter Jackie Fox. Jackie, the International Fund for Ireland, what is it and how is that money spent?
Well, Justin, the International Fund for Ireland, it was set up nearly 40 years ago by the Irish and British governments, and it supports, as you said, cross-community projects in Northern Ireland and southern border counties. And the money has helped deliver peace and reconciliation projects like the removal of peace walls and supporting young people at risk of paramilitary involvement. And over the decades, the funding has also been used for other major projects, including the linking of the Shannon and Erne waters from Leitrim to Fermanagh. So Ireland, the UK, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, they all donate to that fund.
And the decision of the Trump administration then to review all foreign aid, what is the impact of that on this fund?
Yeah, so last week we saw Donald Trump sign numerous executive orders and make several announcements, and experts, us journalists and organisations are trying to establish what that all means and what impact they will have. And one of those orders was pausing US funded global projects pending a review of their efficiency. So global programmes with US government support are concerned, wondering, is this going to affect them? And the new, as you said, the new US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, halted spending over the weekend. The International Fund for Ireland is one of many programmes around the world which benefits from United States aid. The US is one of the biggest contributors and has donated more than $500 million to the fund since its establishment. So funding from the United States, it even increased in recent years from $750,000 in 2019 to $4 million last year.
So a 90-day review now of all foreign aid. What happens then?
We simply don't know, Justin. There is a lot of confusion and efforts have been made to get clarity over future funding. And those global programmes are like around the world, they're trying to figure this out. And the International Fund for Ireland told me that they are trying to get clarity on this from the US side and have been making attempts to do so. There are many questions. What does this review look like? How is it conducted? When will they know? But if funds are frozen or impacted in any way, that's $4 million of the Irish International Fund's budget possibly affected. And as I said, next to Ireland, the US is the biggest contributor to that fund. So there are genuine worries how this announcement is going to affect them and the viability of their projects and future plans. So both the IFI and members of Congress would stress that this fund has enjoyed bipartisan support over the decades. And in a statement to me last night, Democratic Congressman Brendan Boyle, who has successfully led the fight on Capitol Hill to increase funding in recent years, he strongly criticised the move. He told me it was outrageous. President Trump may be freezing these funds and he will do everything possible to fight it.
So there will be people advocating to preserve these funds, to keep them and to keep the international fund going.
Absolutely. And as I said, this gets bipartisan support. You have people like Congressman Brendan Boyle from the Democratic Party. You have people like Republican Ohio Congressman David Joyce. They have all been working to preserve this fund over the years and fight for that cross-community border support. And they will hope that that will continue.
All right, Jackie, thank you very much. That's Jackie Fox there reporting.